Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Spiritual Teacher Podcast. If you are new to this podcast episode, I am Jasmine Bridges. I am your spiritual teacher. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you. This is going to be an episode for the books. It is not going to be something super typical that you will hear out in the personal development space, because I think a lot of people are so fearful to like admit to some of these things, and some people just may not know that this option even exists. But I'm going to share what it was like to be hypnotized. So I have been like dabbling in hypnosis since 2017. I was really intrigued with it because I knew I was just open to it. Like I was almost drawn to it. It just really was something that lit me up because I wanted to open up my mind, but I didn't even know like my mind was closed. I just wanted to play in it. But then like I was into church heavily, like church culture. And it was kind of like you weren't supposed to do that. So I was like hesitant about really participating. Like I'd do a little and then I'm like, oh, no, I'm not supposed to do that. Right. And I also remember like a guy that I was just kind of like talking to, and I was like, yeah, I'm trying out this hypnosis thing. He's like, oh no, don't do that. And I didn't realize like I really had taken on this idea that like, I'm a good girl, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm not supposed to do this. And then I realized the truth is that I can do whatever I want. And I don't care what anyone thinks because I know what's really good for me. And I recognize like I have a lot of internal healing that I needed to do. And so does everyone else. They just aren't aware of it. And I'm just proud that I'm actually aware of it. And I actually know that it's something I want to continue working through. And yeah, so let's dive in. I went into my massaged one day with my spouse. So we were celebrating our anniversary, our wedding anniversary. And we were like talking with a couple of our massage therapists, and we were talking about healing modalities and all of this. And I was like, you know, I really want to try hypnosis because I really want to work on my mind and like get to the subconscious level to see like what's really going on, right? And so as I was going through talking with them, I realized like I had to go through with this. So I started like Googling hypnosis sessions and like how I could tap into it. And I actually found someone that I really like mesh well with. I think that they were just a really good fit, and it was just all divine because lo and behold, she's actually, her rising sign is Aries. My moon is in Aries. My mother is in Aries. So for me, it just felt like home. And we did a session together. Now, I want to talk to you about the sessions, like what it's not and what it actually is. So a hypnosis session is not like following a pendulum, you're getting sleepy. Like it's not really that. So this hypnosis session was actually just an opportunity to fully like relax and be able to tap into yourself and like understanding your subconscious, because your subconscious is always speaking to you, whether you want to listen to it or not. It's there and it is controlling your life. So whatever your life looks like now, good or bad, all came from your subconscious mind. And even if you have like all of this willpower to just like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm moving this way, I'm making this. Like the reality of it is, if your subconscious mind is not in agreement or is not in alignment, it's not going to work. So I was able to relax like deeply within the first 10 minutes. Like she just kind of guided me through, like just for total deep relaxation. And what's really neat is that you start to paint a picture. So because my strongest sense is having like a good outer vision, like I can just see so many things and I do have psychic abilities and gifts, it was just one of those things where I could just follow it. Now, if you are not like an outer vision person, you may be inner vision. You may do better with like just really listening to what she's saying. You maybe can smell. What I would recommend though is to know your human design and share that like with your hypnotherapist if you decide to get one, just so they can know like what modalities work better for you. And what's really cool about this, I'm going to tell you guys about what I'm offering at the end that encompasses all of these things so that you can have it in one space. So I was just able to see so many things, and there were like questions that she asked where I was able to like tap into another frequency. Like it wasn't like conscious mind Jasmine talking. Like it was subconscious, inner child, baby Jasmine. Like you go back to see, like you can go back in your past or you can go forward into the future, like of when was the first time you felt this particular thing that you were clearing. So the first thing I wanted to clear was fear. And I've shared this with you guys. I'm very open, like with my story. I have absolutely no shame around it, but I had generalized anxiety as well as PTSD, lots of trauma from my pregnancy, childbirth experience. I had postpartum depression, suicidal thoughts, like all of those things. And the reason what stemmed from it is just fear. Fear was the biggest thing that I wanted to work through, because I knew that if I could like really tap into that, where I was no longer fully afraid of anything, like I could move forward in my life. And so we went through, and she was asking me a lot of questions that really just opened up my mind. I was able to speak to my inner self. I was able to speak to the people that like maybe were part of that trauma. I was able to hear from them. I was able to hear from my higher self. Like that's what a hypnosis really is. Now this one was geared towards shadow work and integrating like becoming who you want to be. But there are so many different ways to do hypnosis sessions. And I wanted to really just share with you guys, like it is something that has radically changed my life. And I was going to do like a separate episode to share like all of the changes, but I felt like now, like this is what it should be, and this is like where I should just tell you I am a different person. So of course, like I asked more so my husband, because I mean he knows me kind of better than anyone. Like I wanted to know, how have I changed? He was like, you are so calm. He stated that he felt like I'm not as reactive, I'm super relaxed, laid back, not really worrying about anything, kind of going with the flow, And I've seen it myself. Like, there was something he did that, like, annoyed me. And it was like I wanted to get mad, but I just couldn't. I just couldn't get mad. Like, I tried to. I'm like, my mind, my body, like, just does not do this. Like, having this hypnosis session and integrating all modalities of shadow work and working on my subconscious mind has really helped me tremendously in every area of my life. I'm actually able to receive more love from my spouse and my friends and my family. I'm able to connect with people more because I don't have a fear of, like, them doing something to me, harming me, trying to, you know, sabotage me. Like, I don't have those thoughts going on. I'm able to show up in my business in such a big, large, expansive way that I can, like, really do it and not feel like I'm going to fail. Now, do limiting beliefs come up? Yes, but I know how to clear them. And it's not just hypnosis. Like, while I know hypnosis helped me to step into my power and who I really am, I know that all the other things that I've been doing are helping as well. And that's the reason why I wanted to create Subconscious Power Mind, okay? So I'm just going to call it Power Mind because when I say subconscious, some people, like, are not there yet. And Power Mind is really for any individual who is tired of just, like, trying to use their willpower and their force to make their life change. They are noticing so many patterns in their lives that will not stop, right? Or they just keep coming up. Like, you have an experience where you notice, man, like, I self-sabotage in my business. I don't take clients. Like, I just stop. You know, I'm doing so well, but then all of a sudden I stop and I go through this cycle, or I don't allow people to help me and I just, like, constantly push them away. Maybe you have, like, good candidates for relationships that you really, really want, but you somehow, like, just don't let them in, right? It's the constant patterns, even with money. Like, you'll notice I make a lot of money this month. Then I dip this month, then I make money this month, then I dip this month. And, like, what these modalities and Power Mind do is give you, like, the real tools to be able to be more consistent in your energy, not because your life is perfect, not because nothing ever happens, right? But because you have tapped into your subconscious mind. So there are so many different things that are inside of this platform. I'm going to invite you to click into the link. It's actually a true community of people who just get it. People who are on that spiritual level to where they realize, like, I can do every strategy in the book, but it's not going to work unless I allow the work to help me. Like, this is my opportunity for, like, I do the work for you. Like, I literally reprogram your mind to be able to bring in abundance, to bring in the love you want, to manifest the body that you want. And that's what I love about this program, because I'm able to infuse things like guided meditations, visualizations, meditation music, affirmations. I'm able to go into different hypnosis sessions. I'm able to do neuro-linguistic programming. Like, everything that's behind the scenes that I will tell you guys, wealthy people have been doing this for so long. If you've seen someone who, like, all of a sudden got into wealth, this is what they've been doing. They're not telling you this. They're selling you these different courses. While you may be making progress in those courses, it's amazing. But then you notice you only do as well when you're in their energy and you're not able to, like, do it on your own in your own energy. This is what's going on behind the scenes. And I want to invite you to my world. This is my world that I have created on a platform where you can join in. And this is like an unlimited time like offer. You can listen to anything at any time. This is like an upgrade, right? So you listen to the Spiritual Teacher podcast. I know that you guys enjoy it. I know that it's fun for you, but here's the thing. You really, really want to do something different. And this is your opportunity. I'm so excited to have launched this in the spring. I feel like this is the perfect time of year. This is the real new year, right? This is where everything is fresh, everything is new. And your mind should be too. I want you to really like take that power back and join us. Now, this subscription is currently $111 a month. It is not something that will continue at this rate. The price will eventually go up. But whenever you are in this program, this membership platform, you are really going to get it all. Like every area of your life that you are wanting to have change, like this is what it's going to do for you. And I want you to join in because I know this is what really works. This is what really helps you. And just so you know, like I have also the results from doing all of these things, like I truly feel like a better mother and a relaxed mother. I am no longer basing my worth on what I do, but I'm really seeing my worth for who I am, just as a person, just as my energy field. The same thing in my business. Like I'm not responsible for my clients' results or mine, the universe's. Like I've just completely, really fully laid back and it's bringing me so much and it just feels good. It just feels good. And I hope to see you inside.